Welcome to the Home Base Travel Agent Show. I'm Barry Kantz, your host. This is show number 263 for August 22nd, 2010. The music in this podcast is provided by Aerial Publicity. What do you think of this music? It's similar to Santana, but with maybe a little bit more piano thrown in. And the artist is Soko Band. And the song is Jinky. Well, once again, welcome to the Home Base Travel Agent Show. I'm Barry Kantz, your host for the show. And I'm coming to you live, well, as live as we can be, from the top of the beautiful Hilton Suites downtown Chicago. Now, we came to Chicago Thursday afternoon and spending the long weekend with family, and I'm recording the show here in the hotel room Friday night, as we usually do, recording on Friday night, but I'm away, and Lorena Romero is also away, so we're not going to have really a co-hosted segment in this show. What we're going to do is go back to September 23rd, 2007, and replay a co-hosted segment that we created back then, and the segment's with Dave Stockert. Now, Dave Stockert wrote the book, and the idea behind the book is to give you ideas on how to sell cruises. So I think you're going to find Dave Stockert's interview interesting and educational. And if you want to sell more cruises, you certainly want to pick up Dave's book. It's still out there. And the title of the book is The Idea Machine. And I think there's two versions of it. You can check that out. I'll have a link to the where you can get the book in the show notes. But anyhow, I think you're going to really enjoy Dave's interview. So with that, what I want to do is get right on into the interview. But here, before I do, I've got a couple of pieces of business to take care of. First of all, the first piece is, hey, check out the Home Base Travel Agent website at hometravelagent.net. And you're going to find a lot of information over there, past shows. There's tags on the website that you can click and get to shows with the topic that interests you. And also there's a tab there called Roll Call where you can find our past guests, many of them, and see what show they participated in. If you remember someone talking about a particular topic that you were interested in, you can click on Roll Call and likely find the person who was talking about it. And the other piece of business that I have to take care of is our sponsor. And you know, there is a problem. You have, when you have important business contacts from Los Angeles to New York, and even contacts abroad, and what you'd want to do is maybe meet with the contacts more often, but traveling is expensive and time-consuming. So now there's a solution, and what is the solution? Well, that's hold meetings online with GoToMeeting. You know, GoToMeeting is the easiest online meeting service, and it's available and brought to you by Citrix. Simply set up your meeting in advance and start one on the fly. Everyone logs on to GoToMeeting.com, and now they can see your computer desktop on their computer screen. So it's just like meeting in person. So what can happen here? Well, my listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 45 days. And for this special offer, visit GoToMeeting.com/podcast. That's GoToMeeting.com/podcast. Now, as I promised a little bit earlier here, we're going to get right into the co-hosted segment with Dave Stockert and enjoy this show from September 23rd, 2007. So here we go.
Well, thank you very much. I am home. Yay. This is like for 2 weeks in a row, although I will be leaving in a couple days to go to South Lake, Texas, where they are having the Journey Nexion conference. So I'm in town, and also conveniently Dave Stockert from Holland America is in town, and we were able to, all three of us, be in the same area. Well, that's quite the same area, but all on land at the same time, and Dave was kind enough to come on to the show. And there's kind of three areas I would like us to focus on, so I'm just kind of giving everybody a little bit of heads up. I'm going to have Dave introduce himself in just a second. And I met Dave in a couple of different ways, actually. I've met him at the Cruise-a-thon, which was in Vancouver a year and a half ago, which was absolutely wonderful, and he really stood out to me. I met him again when I went on Charlie Dubinsky's Alaska Destination. He was came up, and he toured us around some of the Holland America ships that were in port, and the man's very funny. And I was very attracted to his personality and his humor, and I think I even yelled out of the audience going, "Dave, keep your day job," because he was done some really bad jokes. And then most recently I was able to meet him because I went up to Seattle, where he works out of for Holland America Corporation, and he was very involved, if not basically leading, the Seattle fam trip that they were having, and we spent quite a bit of time, and he also talked about a book that he had, and I hadn't realized that in all his duties he was also an author. And so I want to be able to help promote that book because I think it's something that our listeners will really benefit from. And then just last week, oh God, you know, like the man doesn't do enough. He just earned his Lifetime Achievement Award at the ASTA conference. So those are the areas I want to talk about. Holland America, his book, and Lifetime Achievement. And the man is not that much older or younger than I am, so that's kind of scary. But I would like to introduce Dave Stockert.
Well, thank you, Lorraine. Gosh, it's great to be here, and I don't know how I want to go next, but it's going to be fun, and I love talking with the home base agents. They've got a great opportunity. The only question I have, and I'm jealous, because when you work at home, do they work all day in pajamas, or do they actually get dressed when they're working from home? I've always wondered about that.
Good question. So, Dave, tell us a little bit about yourself and what your role at Holland America is, and what do you do?
Well, I do kind of a little bit of everything. I'm focusing now in the training area, and by gosh, I've been out on the road for 24 years, all with travel agents. And what I found is if you're kind to your travel agent is very kind back to you. And what I've been able to do, I guess what I get excited is I have a lot of friends out there that are travel agents, some that I remember when they first started. And they will call me and tell me something that maybe they picked out of the book or something they did that they had some success. And I get almost excited as they do because it just makes me happy to see people that start out in this business, have some success, have some fun with it, and share it back with me. I really enjoy that aspect of it. But I've been here 24 years, Holland America. I came in a strange way to the travel business. Before this, I worked for a company called Procter & Gamble. Oh. And I don't know what your users or your listeners out there use for their paper towel, but it was Bounty, if you've heard of that. And then you heard of Bounty?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, the one that made me a salesperson was when I had to sell toilet paper. I sold Charmin. Don't squeeze the Charmin. I don't even know if you remember that one.
Oh, yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
But the thing about Procter & Gamble is, boy, they wrote the book on marketing, and so that helped me with a base, and then I was recruited into the travel business, and I started, and I thought, gee whiz, what have I done here? But I found out quickly it's more fun to sell cruises than it is to sell toilet paper. Should I keep going, Lorraine, or do you want to ask questions?
Yeah. What is your role for Holland America? You've been on the road a lot.
That's right. What they've kind of used me in many, many ways here because I'm kind of the road guy. I'm like the face of the company. So I get to go out sometimes when Stein, the chairman of the company, cannot make it, I go out and I speak. And sometimes when they need a vice president on a cruise panel, they'll send me. And I know some of your home base agents may join other organizations like OSSN or NACTA or Nexion or whatever. I go to a lot of their conferences and speak and help out. But my whole goal is actually helping the travel agent. Fortunately, at Holland America and in actually all the Carnival companies, we value the travel agent. And we really know that we're not going to succeed unless they do. So it is wonderful for me just to be out there among travel agents all the time, sharing ideas, helping with support, and trying to help them grow this business. Because cruising is still, we still have a way to go. You know, we're becoming more mainstream now, and people kind of know what a cruise is. When I started, you know, we had to sell the idea, what the heck is a cruise? But now we're a little bit more mainstream, but there's so many people that have not cruised that probably should be on a cruise and don't realize it. And that's the role of your home-based agent. They're going to be very important to spread the word, and that the idea of a cruise is a pretty good way to go. So Holland America uses me in training and workshop sessions, speaking panels, you name it. I'll be there for you.
And you well, definitely
what kind of training do you do, Dave?
Well, for travel agents, I interject some of my what I learned in selling from Procter & Gamble and my whole career in selling. So I try to help travel agents realize that they're not order takers and they're not in the service business. They're actually in the selling business. So I do a lot of work trying to help the home-based agent, any travel agent, realize that they need some professional selling skills. That'll help. And then the other area is support with selling the cruises. So I've developed things like how to do a cruise night, a group checklist, a business development form. So I've been able to try to make some tools that are available to agents. But probably the best thing I did, and I actually named my book after it, The Idea Machine, is I would do a seminar, and it was so wonderful. I would go into the seminar, and all I had was a flip chart. And I'd say, we're going to talk about selling cruises. And you're a room full of agents, and you're trying to sell cruises. What works? Give me an idea. And, you know, I'd have 200 or 300 agents in the room, and no one, I knew that the first one would be tough to get someone to give me an idea or share a success story. So what I did is I kind of had to coax it out of the first agent. And, you know, what have you done? Well, I did a group with the Elks Club. Great. How did you find it? Well, my brother's friend was the head travel planner, and I was able to make a connection. We did a cruise night, and I got a group of 50 out of it. So I would say, that's wonderful, and then I give them a real nice prize. So, you know, thank you for sharing that. Does anybody else have an idea? The whole room hand shot up, because I learned bribery works. It really does. So then I just didn't have enough time to get all the ideas that would be coming out. And there's some neat things you can do. One of the most recent ones was this agent that called me, Dave, I read your book, and guess what happened? What? She says, I sold a large group. This was actually on a Carnival ship. And I says, yeah, how did you do that? She says, I was in the pet store, and you told me, let people know what I do. I had my little name badge, and she had travel in her name badge, and the guy in front of her in line at the pet store turns around and says, do you know any, I see you're a travel agent. Do you know anybody in the Caribbean that grows worms? And of course, she, what? So found out that and I didn't know this, but there are people that grow worms for a living. I don't know, maybe for gardens, maybe for fishing bait, I don't know. But she said, I don't know, but I'll find out. Got the information, followed back, and found a worm grower in the Caribbean, and then found another one, put them all together, and she kind of built her own network. And then she said, we need to get together, and she sold 75 cabins on a Carnival cruise.
Wow.
And she says they all bought verandas. So, you know, Barry and Lorene, we may be in the wrong business. We might need to start cultivating worms for a living. I don't know. But so once I had ideas like that, and they would just keep rolling, I had these flip charts that I would throw in my closet. And finally one day my wife says, you got to clean out the closet. And I looked at these ideas and said, wow, I could make a book out of these ideas. So that's what I did. I simply took everything that travel agents told me that works, that helps them sell cruises, and then I wrote a book out of it. And then it did so well. I did a second book. So right now it's The Idea Machine 2 that's out there, that's just full of over 300 different ideas that an agent might use to sell cruises. So that's kind of what brought me to the book.
And it's a great book. I have it in my hand, actually. And it's funny because Dave's this very dynamic speaker. He's very funny. He's very entertaining. He wears a suit and tie. He looks like a real grown-up, which I'm always very impressed by. And I was at the Seattle training, and it was wonderful. And, does he have a table there with a big display selling books? No. You had someone, I don't know if he's a friend, who is this nice man. He just had him in a little canvas bag, you know. It was kind of like buying dope from somebody, you know. It was kind of like, hey, you want to buy Dave's book? Yeah, I could get a real good deal on it. You know, it was great, and it's a wonderful book.
Well, thank you.
It's an absolutely wonderful book. And he goes, you know what? And like a good drug dealer, why don't you just hold on to it? Just take a look at it. If you want it, pay me for it. If you don't want it, I'll take the book back. I mean, and that's such a great way of getting people. You know, because I was like looking through it while you were talking, and I'm auto racing, gambling, insurance, real estate agencies, you know, cultural centers, walking clubs, has all these wonderful ideas. So I really think that, you know, part of what I want to do on the show today is to entice our listeners to take a chance, to get that book, you know, and you'll really find it worthwhile. How would people buy your book if they're not at the fam trip with the man with the canvas bag?
Yeah, that's the travel agent from Vancouver. As I told you, people are so nice to me. It's wonderful. He wanted to help me out, and I don't have time to push Holland America and the book, so I just let him do the book, and I do Holland America, and it works. But if they want it, if they got their pencil ready, it's www.theideamachine. So you just write out the idea machine, and it's .biz. You know, everything we get says .com. Well, there's a whole area called .biz. So it's www.theideamachine.biz, B-I-Z. And then there's a special price on it, $12 plus two shipping. So for $14, they can get over 300 ideas. For probably the cost of two lattes, they can hopefully get something that'll make them money. That's what I'd like to do.
Exactly. Make us money instead of making, Starbucks or some other company that's located in your area money.
That's right. That's right.
The revenue will still go to Seattle, just in a different pocket. How's that?
Well, the money actually goes to, now it's going to the University of Washington.
Mm.
All the money I make from the book, because that's where my daughter goes to school.
Yeah.
So if they buy the book, they're going to help put my daughter through college. What a great feeling.
What's she going to college for, Dave?
She's actually going on to graduate school. Actually, I've sold quite a few copies of the book, and I got her through undergraduate school, and then she decided to go on to graduate school. She's working part-time, but she's in actually library science. So you talk about Googling and finding out things. Man, she would like to be like a law librarian where they do a lot of research for lawyers.
That's great.
Yeah, it's a whole new area I wasn't even quite aware of, but there's a big future to it.
That's because when we went to school, Dave, they had books in library. You know, remember this little index card?
I know. Now they help you surf or use the internet to find information. It's incredible.
So that her going to graduate school inspired you to make the second book. Right?
That's right. That's right. So I need to proceed. I need to sell some more books. School's not cheap, you know. It's not cheap. Do you have children, Barry or Lorraine?
Yeah, I do. I have a son that lives out in Cambridge, Massachusetts, and he's an Uber geek. He works for a high-tech software company out there.
Oh, wow.
Programming in a strange artificial intelligence language called Lisp.
Oh, my. Oh, good. You know, we did some research here, and it's interesting to talk about the generations. I think it fits into your home base agents on how they should look at the future. You know, we're positioned well at Holland America for the baby boomers. And you look at the numbers, and there's about 70 million of us, and we're going to be ready to cruise. So having your marketing plans targeting the boomers is a good way to go. But the next generation, Generation X, goes way down about half, about $35 million. And the interesting implications there are is that as the boomers retire, there'll be two jobs for every Generation X that's coming along. And then the next generation, you know, the 20 to early 30-year-olds or the millennials or whatever, the echo boomers, they go up over to $72 million. So you look at the future of travel, there's going to be a wonderful opportunity, and particularly to sell cruises. But, boy, you got to know your customer. For instance, my daughter and your son probably would know this too, Barry, but they communicate different. It's text messaging now.
Right.
And all decisions are made by their friends. You know, the boomers will tend to read, they'll get information, they'll talk to the travel agent before we make up our mind. But the younger generation, it's going to be their friends that are going to make their decisions. So you want to, you know, use the word of mouth and realize that they communicate in a little different way. But the whole key, I think, to your home-based agent having success is knowing their client, knowing their customer.
Now, Dave, who is it in a traditional family that makes the buying decision for a cruise? Is it the female or is it the male?
Well, the first one's the female, and then from then on, the male takes over. I've never met, in 24 years, I've never met a female that did not want to go on a cruise. But I've met a heck of a lot of men that say, oh, I was in the Navy, I don't want to do that, or, you know, cruise ships are too confining and boring, I don't want to go on a cruise. So there's usually huge resistance from males on the first cruise. But the wife says, oh, we got to go. So if he breaks down and goes, what happens? I've seen it happen time and time again. The guy has such a great time, he starts planning the next one. So a key thing, and I'll give this as a tip that I learned to the home-based agents, is follow-up. And I don't know if you know this, but when travel agents make 5 bookings, only one of them return to the same agent on average.
Wow.
That is scary. So I did some research. Why is this happening? You know, because most of the time, over 90% of the time, they'll book with the agent. The agent will do a good job. They'll go on the cruise, and they'll never hear from the agent. They'll perceive, they don't care about me or whatever, so they'll go on to a different agent. So most of the time, it's just simply every cruise or every person you send on a trip, within 2 weeks, get back to them. Because that shows you care about them, you're thinking about them, and you'd like to plan their next cruise or next vacation. If you simply do that, I think you can hold on to, you know, 3 or 4 of those 5, or all 5 of them if you really, you know, spend time with your clients, then you're going to hold on to your business. Because it's harder to get a new one than it is to rebook an established client.
Amen. Yeah.
Well, and you were talking about the woman, the wife, or whoever she is in the relationship doing it. And then the man, the next time, suddenly becomes his idea.
Yeah, that's it. So you've seen that too, Lorraine, right? You got it. That's exactly how it worked. Unbelievable. Now, the other thing, and I don't know if what the rating is of this podcast, but Royal Caribbean did a study and find out that when people go on a cruise, they have 40% more intimate relations than they do when they're on land. So
that's almost as good as a popular prescription.
yeah, that's better than a doctor's prescription. So anyway, that's why you hear this, and we as cruise lines, of course, really play it up, that cruises are romantic. You know, renew your relationship, you know, have some fun. It's very romantic. It's rewarding, renewal when you go on board. So that's a study that Royal Caribbean did a few years ago, but I found it interesting. I thought, how about that? If some of those guys knew that, they might be going on cruises a lot earlier.
Yeah.
I know that one of the things that you had mentioned just a while ago, and good point about the romantic, that you had mentioned about associations, whether it's OSSN or NACTA, and I just read in several places that you were just awarded a Lifetime Achievement Award at the ASTA conference last week.
Yeah.
Can you talk about that a little bit?
Well, I really don't know how it came about, but the president of ASTA called me and said, "Are you going to the trade show," which was just in Las Vegas? "Yep, I'm going to work my booth." She says, "Well, can you be available at 3 o'clock because we want to give you a Lifetime Achievement Award?" And I, holy cow, that is probably one of the best honors that I've ever had. And the whole key was is like I said earlier, be kind to your travel agent because they will certainly be kind back to you. And, you know, being sincere and spending time with the agents, you know, like I've been out there and I've seen a lot of trade shows and a lot of suppliers. They want to get together and go off and have dinner together. But I generally would like to go off with the agent and have a drink and talk business and what have you done and how did you get to be successful and, you know, what about this travel business? And so I spent a lot of time with the travel agents, and I think that was their way of kind of thanking me back. So I was just so honored by that. It was just wonderful.
Well, and I read that. It was funny because I wasn't able to go because I have the Nexion thing coming up.
And, yes, and, right.
As Barry knows, I'm not home maybe as much as I am home, so I actually needed to be home for a change to, you know, catch up in life. I know you understand that, Dave, because you're gone a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I have to do laundry? Okay. and so I wasn't able to go, even though I would love to have gone, and I read that in the Travel Trade newsletter, and I went, wow, I couldn't think of a better, more deserving purple. Yes, you're now a color. a better person to win that. So congratulations.
Thank you. That's very kind of you to say that. Thank you very much. That was very nice.
Congratulations.
And thank you, Barry. Thank you very much.
So what else I wanted to mention is, when, as any listener knows, I'm a big fan of Holland America. And I just find it really ironic because at least as of this recording, I don't know if it'll change soon, but Nexion and Holland America have not played in the sandbox well, is the way I always refer it. And so they, of course, would prefer you to use, you know, we want you to use our suppliers. But my clients wanted me to put together a land cruise trip to Alaska for
mm-hmm.
next year.
Okay.
And they wanted Holland America. So I've been working with Susan Sullivan.
Oh, good.
And I love Susan.
Oh, she's great.
And she's, like, helped me in all the directions. And Barry can attest to this, that I have chatted up the way that if you put a group together as a home-based travel agent, all the resources that Holland America provides to you to be able to help you promote your business.
And that's great.
I just think it's absolutely wonderful because, for example, I got large shell sheets, and they, you know, said, give us the time, the date, what are you doing, what are the costs, and they provided me with the material, and all I had to do is put A and B together, the sell sheet and the text together, and it's called go to a copier, hit print. And I've used those brochures, and, you know, I've got several Veranda suites sold already, and, you know, that's $6,500 a cabin for
mm-hmm.
for high-end two people. You know,
you
we're
got
not
it.
Even, you know, it's a great value because you get the land tour with it.
That's right.
And, you know, I just really think that Holland America has their act together when it comes to supporting home-based travel agents.
Well, thank you. You know, there's like 50 Susans, and then there's 50 other people that live out in the territories, and they work together, and I love team concept. We finally go on to that. And the whole goal, Susan or her counterpart out in the field, they don't make any money unless the travel agents are successful.
Mm-hmm.
So they're motivated to help you. So I'm so glad to hear that about Susan, because we do have – I might mention a couple things your agents should do out there is they should check At Home with Hal. When they go on Holland America, hollandamerica.com, we have a section for travel agents. So they need to register with, it's called Travel Agent Headquarters, and then that'll show them all those tools, some of those that you're using that are available, are right on there. Plus, there's an at-home section where they can sign up so we can know where you guys are and support you. And then I would suggest they also look at the Howe Academy. I mean, all the cruise lines have moved very much towards online training. In the at-home, it's so easy for them to go online and learn, take the test, and actually become an expert on their favorite cruise lines. And then you can use that in your materials that, you know, you're an expert on Holland America Line, and promote that as you go about selling your cruises.
Exactly. That's a great resource for us. And do you happen to know off the top of your hand, Nancy, like this is something we obviously didn't run over, do you happen to know the URL for that?
Well, they just, it's hollandamerica.com, and then they need, so the screen will come up, it'll be the opening page of the Holland America website, and then down at the bottom, there'll be, you click on travel agent,
okay,
and then up will pop, you'll say, are you new, is this your first time, because you have to register, and we'll give you you'll need a password and a number. And then once you have that, then you go into that section, and that's just for travel agents. And there's a lot of good stuff in there, really good stuff.
They have great material, great
yeah.
material. Barry, do you have any further questions? Besides the fact that I think Dave's absolutely wonderful and I'm excited that he's on the show, I'm not sure if I may have missed something.
Yeah, I do. One kind of hanging out there. Dave, you do live seminars. How does someone sign up for a seminar that you do live or training, an event of some kind?
Oh, boy. I've been doing some, mainly through the association headquarters. You know, I've done some, Nest is another at-home group. I've been doing WebExes for them. I don't know, one-on-one. I guess if they go to a conference, I'm usually a speaker at Cruise-a-thon. You know, we have, Lorraine did that weekend fam. You know, if they touch base with our reps, we have those every couple months, and we sure would love for them to sign up for one of our fam trips. But the key is, if they register at home with Hal, we get to know where they are and who they are, and then they'll find out all kinds of opportunities. And the only way, you know, our ships are pretty full lately. God, Holland America is just, we're not your father's Oldsmobile anymore. And my goodness, we're selling cruises out a year ahead at this point. It's just been really great. So it's hard. We don't necessarily have seminars at sea, but if they register with us on that travel agent headquarters site, we get their email, and then we send them agent rates. And there's always a sailing or two a couple months ahead that need, you know, 5-10 cabins to top it off, and we go out with some pretty low rates. So the only way they're going to find out is they got to sign up with us. And then we'll blast out emails saying, oh, shoot, the Volendam, you know, in 2 months, we got a, you know, for $399, you can go a 7-day cruise on the Caribbean with us. And those are available for agents, but they've got to sign up or they won't know that they're there.
Okay.
And I don't know. I guess, is there anything else?
I think we're good.
No.
We're good?
Yeah.
We're good. So before we go, what is one more way or one more time, please, Dave, for people to get your book? What was that URL? We will have Barry put it on his website, but just in case somebody happens to have a pen in hand right
okay.
now, so
it's
listening to it.
www.theideamachine, no spaces, theideamachine.biz, B-I-Z, and they'll go right in there and can get it. It's also available through Amazon.com, but the special is to go directly to that website, theideamachine.biz, and then there's a special price on there. They can get it.
Great. Thank you again, and congratulations on the
Well, thank you. Gosh,
award.
You're very kind, and thank you, Barry. Enjoyed.
You're very welcome. It was a pleasure having you on the show.
Great.
All right, Barry. Well, I will see you after I return from the NextGen conference, unless we are able to wiggle somehow a little bit of a sound scene recording from there. But you and I can connect on that, and our listeners will either benefit from it or have a week off from me.
Okay. Very good. Lorraine, how do we get a hold of you if we need to get you by email?
By email, my address is sharptongued@mac.com, and that is spelled sharptongued@mac.com. And Barry, your email address?
And they can contact me at Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net. And once again, thanks a lot, Dave. And
thank you.
Okay, I hope you enjoyed that session of the co-hosted segment. And again, I'll have links to Dave Stockert's information in the show notes. And I do have three news items today. And the first item comes from Travel Agent Central. And what Travel Agent Central is reporting on is that CLIA has done a study, and they found that the luxury river cruises are showing strong growth. Now, CLIA member cruise lines, who specialize in luxury and river cruises, say that they plan to expand offerings in order to meet rising demand. And they want to attract more customers by focusing on what they want most, what the customers want most, and that's new experiences and exotic destinations around the world. Now, the growth is partially aided by changing demographics of passengers. Now, the experienced traveler, which is the primary customer of these riverboat cruises, but the experienced passenger, the age group, is dropping. And in the last 10 years, that age has dropped from 60 to 45 years old. And the reason for this is that more cruisers are multi-generational, if I can say that, multi-generational, and they're taking cruises more like family reunions. So that's reducing the median age of those who are cruising. So anyhow, to learn more about luxury river cruises and how strong they're growing, and something you may be interested in as developing as a specialty, check out the article. A link will be to this article in the show notes. Now, the next article comes from mmdnewswire.com. And again, a link will be to this in the show notes. And there's three reasons why travelers prefer to work with travel agents. Now, a well-established wholesale airline ticket agency, PTS Travel, revealed today why they still answer the phone. You know, some travelers don't mind spending their time booking their online travel, but others prefer to have personal contact with a real person. And the three reasons why people prefer to work with travel agents are professional advice, customer service, and a personal advocate when something goes wrong. So to learn more about this and why travelers prefer to work with travel agents, check out a link to the in the show notes. And you may want to use some of these ideas in a newsletter or an email out to your clients. Okay, in the last article, what is a dream holiday? What's your dream holiday? Well, there was a poll taken of 1,826 British holiday makers, or in American parlance, vacationers, and they said their dream holiday would ideally be 3 weeks long. Now, what they also said, when the holiday or the vacation got into 4 weeks long, they would start missing home. Now, the survey also indicated that the optimum temperature that people would like on holiday is 28 degrees Celsius, or in other words, 82.4 degrees Fahrenheit. And the dream accommodation for most, 78%, is a private villa. Now, how well does this track with what you think American ideals are for a great vacation? Now, here's something that surprised me. 81% said that they would spend £1,000 per week would be the perfect amount of spending money. And their dream holiday would be an all-inclusive resort or all-inclusive basis at a villa. But 76% said they would also like to eat out early in the evening. Now, £1,000 per week. Now, what do you think about that? £1,000 per week translates out to $1,554 per week. Is that how much you'd like to spend on vacation per week? I don't know. That seems like an awful lot to me. But I guess if it was an ideal vacation, that might be in the ballpark. Anyhow, let me know what you think. Drop me a line at Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net. So that wraps up the news for this week. And we're off here in Chicago for a couple more adventures this weekend. And one of the adventures we're going to take is a Segway tour along the lakefront here in Chicago. So I should have more to report about that next week and next week's show. So anyhow, with that, what I want to do is wrap the show up. Safe travels, everybody. Stay healthy. And we'll see you next week. Take care now. Bye-bye.